on right now. This is Fox News Talk. News Talk.
Moot! Thank God this clown is gone. Pete Mundo, Fox News Talk. Always great to be here with you. And Anthony Scaramucci, 10 days on the job, and they said, you know what? That was plenty. This was about 9 days overdue with Anthony Scaramucci losing his job because here's a guy who had no communications experience. Now, I'm all for political outsiders crashing the system, especially successful business people. But when it comes to the job of running the communications at the White House, that is really something that I would want to see. Oh, you know, somebody that has a communications background who's dealt with crisis at major corporations. It doesn't have to be political. It does not have to be government based. But finding somebody with that kind of experience would be really important to me for this position. And I get it, Anthony Scaramucci. He was a tough talking New Yorker. He sounded the part, and then he really sounded the part in the New Yorker article last week. But none of this did anything positive for the Trump administration. In fact, in many ways, I think this embarrassed President Trump, what Anthony Scaramucci did over these past week to 10 days. Because one of the reasons, I've talked about this before, I voted for Trump happily. As a young conservative, I was thrilled to go into that booth and push Trump's name and hope that Hillary Clinton was going to be nowhere near the White House. But one of the reasons I did that was because, you know, I said to myself, here's a guy who is a businessman who really doesn't get the system, but who can bring that acumen to the White House. And in theory, if you're the CEO of a major corporation, you've got to make a lot of tough hiring calls. And I trust that person, be it a Trump or somebody else, to hire the right people within their ideology. But when it came to Anthony Scaramucci, the hire made no sense. How does a guy who's running the communications department at the White House not know you have to tell a reporter, hey, by the way, pal, this is off the record? That's like journalism communications 101, and Anthony Scaramucci apparently didn't know that. So, you know, Sarah Huckabee Sanders gets trotted out there today, and she did her best trying to calm down the firing of the mooch.
The president certainly felt that Anthony's comments were inappropriate for a person in that position.
Really?
And
shocker.
He didn't want to burden General Kelly also with that line of succession. As I think we've made clear a few times over the course of the last couple of days to several of you individually, but General Kelly has the full authority to operate within the White House, and all staff will report to him.
So even Trump said, you know what, those comments were a little inappropriate. If Trump thinks your comments are inappropriate, guess what? They're inappropriate. They are. Now, from here, I looked at Scaramucci, and the more you read about him, it just felt like this guy was a leech. It just felt like he was trying to suck whatever power he could out of his buddy Donald Trump. That's really what it felt like as more and more stories came out. Because guess what? When you're a billionaire, you're no longer driven by money. And you have a lot of power in your own company, and you have a lot of notoriety in your financier world and in your business. But no one really knows Anthony Scaramucci unless you're really in the swamp, because he was a guy donating to several both parties and in that world. But the average Joe had no idea who Anthony Scaramucci was 2-3 weeks ago. So he was driven by power, so much to the point that he ended up getting divorced, in large part because his wife apparently couldn't stand the idea of this guy going to work for President Trump. Now, while I don't agree with that, and it's disappointing that she was so steadfast against it, it's not something most people would lose their marriage over, especially when you're a billionaire. I mean, you've set yourself up for as many generations as you could possibly have in your family. So Mooch getting fired, it was 9 days overdue, and it was the right move. Do you think it was the right move? 877-367-2526. 877-367-2526. Pete Mundo with you on Fox News Talk. And here's the reality. When Anthony Scaramucci was hired, a lot of Republicans just hated it. They really did. And then you bring in John Kelly to be your chief of staff. Ryan Priebus has bounced after the New Yorker article last week, and Kelly comes in. And this is where I think a lot of this broke down. If you recall, when Scaramucci took the job, all of a sudden it was, I'm reporting directly to the president. I am going to have a direct line to Donald Trump. And it was well noted that when Mooch came in, all of a sudden that kind of broke apart. And he thought he was going to have the line. Kelly said, no, you're not. So it came down to this chaos in the White House as who's going to be in charge here and who is going to be able to go to Donald Trump directly and give them their thoughts or opinions. Now, if you talk to Sarah Huckabee Sanders, she insists that this was, the whole thing was, you know, way overblown with the chaos in the West Wing.
I've said it before, if you want to see chaos, come to my house with three preschoolers. This doesn't hold a candle to that. Just to be clear, that's not an open invitation to come to my house. But if you guys want to schedule babysitting time, I'll be happy to work that out.
Now, right there, that shows why Sarah Huckabee Sanders is 10 times better at her job than Sean Spicer ever was. I mean, she's got a little personality, a little flair. She can be funny, and that's really what that job needs, especially when you're dealing with this unique, to put it politely, unique West Wing in this unique administration. Now, in fairness, she's got to defend this administration and say, there's no chaos. I'm sorry. I mean, you could not write a script better than this. I mean, West Wing, whatever your show is, House of Cards, you cannot hold a candle to this script that unfolds in real life over these past 6 months. So now you have this respect for Kelly as the chief of staff, which is good. That is what this White House desperately needs. You know, I was reading earlier that apparently Trump would have anywhere from 10, 11, 12 people that had direct access to him at any given time. Whereas most presidents will have two or three. That's kind of the traditional number. And that makes sense. You can't have 10, 11 people coming in having a direct access to the Oval Office to tell you whatever's on their mind. That you cannot have a cohesive working unit. And it surprises me that Trump, who I get it, he's trying to figure this whole thing out, but it surprises me that a successful businessman didn't realize that from the get-go. And it's taken him 6+ months to get that under control. That just feels to me like something that a few weeks in you say, you know what, this is not working with me listening to up to a dozen people. I've got to rein this thing in. And maybe you felt like Ryan Priebus wasn't the right guy for that, so he just allowed it to continue. But now you're going to have John Kelly, who's going to be directly reported to by Ivanka, Jared, Steve Bannon as well. No more of this, hey, I'm going to go talk to the press for a couple minutes, give them my thoughts on X, Y, or Z. Those days are over, and that's a good thing. So from here on out, are we actually going to get change? Is this the day that this Trump administration changed for the best? It was an ugly week last week. Arguably, I think it was the worst week of this presidency. Between the Jeff Sessions news, the healthcare, the Scaramucci disaster, it was a horrible week for the presidency. Arguably, once again, the worst of these past 6.5 months. But is this the day we're going to look at and say, you know what? John Kelly's in charge. There is no more whoever feels like it walking into the Oval Office to talk to the president. And he's got it from here. And I really do believe if Kelly can't do it, nobody can. Because Trump is, there are a small group of people that Donald Trump respects. And military people are one of them. So if he's not going to curtail some of the chaos that has ensued, a lot by his own doing, we have to be fair, a lot by his own doing, and a lot by his own Twitter account. But if there's anybody that's going to be able to rein this thing in and really make this a fine-tuned machine that's going to get legislation passed and truly help out the American people in as many ways as possible, and in several ways that Donald Trump promised throughout the campaign. It's now or never. I mean, we really have a solid 12 months before we start talking what's going to happen in the 2018 midterms for this presidency to get itself on track and get down to business. And if it's not going to happen now, I don't believe it's ever going to happen. I don't. And we can look at some of the accomplishments to date, Supreme Court, executive actions, Keystone, etc., and say, yeah, those are nice battle victories. But the war has not been won. And it's not close to being won. It isn't. 877-367-2526. 877-367-2526. Is this the day this White House changes for the better? I really believe it is. Pete Mundo with you on Fox News Talk.